everybody. I think they thought when they only gave us 2 weeks' notice that we weren't going to be able to organize, but we organized, and this is amazing. You know, I keep hearing in the papers, I keep reading in the papers that Bush is here to make peace with Canada, to mend bridges. That's why he's here. Let me tell you something. Bush is here for one reason, and that's to make war. He's here to build fortresses. He's here to co-opt Canada further into his illegal, immoral, and barbaric war on terror. And we want no part of that war. That's why we're here today. We know what that war means. We know the barbaric face of that war. Andrea just told you about it. We read about it today on the cover of the New York Times, the International Red Cross, saying that torture is being committed in Guantanamo Bay. That is this war, and that is this man, George Bush. We want no part of this war, but we are part of this war. And it's not just the Canadian corporations that Andrea has told you about. It's also that Canadian forces, Canadian police, are training Iraqi police in Jordan to go and be the quote-unquote Iraqi face of the occupation. They are being sent in to occupy their own people. And I want to tell you what that looks like. Last week, U.S. forces decided that they wanted to invade the most sacred Sunni mosque in Iraq, in Baghdad, in Adamiya, but they thought it would be culturally insensitive to do it themselves. So they sent in their human shields, who are the Iraqi police and Iraqi soldiers who our forces are training. They also sent them into the hospitals in Fallujah and Mosul. That is the face of Iraqification, and we want no part of that. These are human shields. They're being sent in, and they're being sent in to die. They're being sent in to be slaughtered. In the past 11 days, 86 Iraqi soldiers have died in the past 11 days alone. They're dying at a much higher rate than coalition soldiers. Many Iraqi soldiers and police don't even tell their wives where they work, and they cover their faces with masks, because they are being treated as the enemies of their own people. We want no part of that war, but we are part of that war. And that's why we're here to say no, not just to George Bush, but to our own government, to our own corporations. They say that the problem is training. There needs to be better training for Iraqi forces. The problem is not training, my friends. The problem is the occupation. The problem is the military occupation, and it is the corporate occupation. And we're here to end it. Strong today. I want to say to all of you that we came here because we want to be visible. We came here and we're not going to be polite. We came here because we will not disappear. We came here because peaceful protesters are gunned down in Iraq. We came here because it is our right, it is our duty. Be brave. Yeah. Yeah.